it simply faded away. And the girls took this as their cue to file out again, rawly sensual in their gait, eyes fixed on the door ahead, not even acknowledging the presence of the foreigners in the room. There was an air of menace in this dark space.
"Was that it?"
whispered one of the latecomers. "I hope not," answered her friend. For a few minutes there was an extraordinary tension in the air, and then a sweet, continuous sound drifted towards them. It was not music, but a mellow, percussive purring, the sound of castanets. One of the girls was returning, stamping her feet as she paced down the length of the corridor-shaped space, the flounces of her costume brushing the dusty feet of the tourists in the front row. The fabric of her dress, vivid tangerine with huge black spots, was pulled taut across her belly and breasts, seams strained. Her feet stamped on the strip of wood that comprised the dance floor, rhythmically, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2. Then her hands rose in the air, the castanets fluttered in a deep, satisfying trill, and her slow twirling began. All the while she rotated, her fingers snapped against the small black discs she held in her hands. The audience was mesmerised. A plaintive